Always good to catch up with a bit of hidden history in our area, and we do that with Charles Fay, historian, every week. Charles, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark.
So I mentioned earlier that it's interesting when you read that more and more people are moving to the regions, and yet there are certainly some regions, particularly in the sporting area, that really, really struggle to survive. And Quambatook, a good point in, or case in point, over 100 years old, and they're finishing up.
Yeah, the Quambatook Football Club played its last home game last Saturday. Quambatook was sort of first settled in the 1890s when they started to cut down the mallee. And, you know, if you read the diaries of early farmers, they started playing football from the beginning, you know, as a sort of, I suppose, relaxation from the hard yakka of clearing. But the Quambatook joined the, the Kerrang District Football Association in 1919. And, you know, that became the Golden Rivers Football League in 1998. Now, it once had, I think 14 teams have played in that league, and with the demise of Quambatook, it's dropped down to 7.
Wow. Yeah, so that's interesting. And I guess, you know, when we see and hear about people moving to regional areas in Victoria, it's obviously to the larger regional areas, and that probably then includes a lot of people from these particularly, you know, farming communities and what have you, who have gone off the land and gone on to other things in other places.
Yeah, well, I heard about this because I walk my dog in the mornings with a neighbour who's a retired farmer from Quambatook, and he used to play for them. Well, he's retired into Bendigo, and he was sort of saying that people are moving back to Quambatook from Melbourne for sort of cheap housing, but they're not taking part in football anymore. So Quambatook's had to sort of, hire footballers from outside to keep the team going.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing you see, you know, and from what I hear too, you know, some of the, again, probably larger regional areas, you know, some guys get quite a bit of coin for playing football. There's no question about that. So, but that also puts pressure on a club, because how do you raise the money? There's only so many chook raffles you can do, isn't it?
Yeah, and so many pies you can sell on a game day, yeah. So it becomes very difficult, yeah.
Geez, I could go a pie right now, Charles. I wish you hadn't mentioned that. Yeah, it's tough, all right, and it's sad to see the demise of these clubs.
Yeah, because I mean, you know, they have been a part of their, and I suppose netball as well. They've been a part of these communities. I mean, it's a way that, you know, people live on farms. They come in on a Saturday to watch the football, and it's a way of socialising and keeping the community together, I think.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot more layers to it than purely the footy. So, yeah, and I guess in years to come, we'll be, you know, talking about these clubs more and more, because even in, you know, the local leagues, in the BFNL, for instance, you know, you see there are some teams from generally the smaller places that, you know, just get flogged each week because they're obviously struggling for players.
Yeah, it's pretty tough on them, I suppose. Yeah.
Bit like Essendon, mate.
Oh, you're a mean bastard, aren't you?
Hey, before you go, a quick story talking to country footy. I may have said this before, and this chap I worked with always purportedly said it was true, but I take it tongue-in-cheek. But he was from Corunda in the Mallee in South Australia. And he was with his team on the way in the team bus to Nungarayurgo to play. And back in the day, and I know this was true in South Australia, there was a rule, 220, ball is bounced, regardless of who's out there, whatever. They get caught in a dust storm, and they are late. Get there about 15 minutes late, so they expect it to be, you know, like 55 goals already scored. When they get there, there's 17 blokes standing in the middle of the oval and one up in the goal square. And they said, what happened? I said, well, 220 came, you weren't here, ball was bounced, the centre kicked it up to the forward flanker, he kicked it centre-half forward, he's chipped it into full forward, the bloke's missed, and we've been waiting for somebody to come to kick the ball back into play.
just on your sort of nasty dig at me before, I should point out that the Essendon Bombers might learn something from the Golden Rivers Football League, because Wandella Bombers have won the most premierships in the Golden Rivers Football League. So maybe we should send the Essendon management up there to learn something.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. Hey, Charles, always good to chat. We'll do so again next week.
Okay, catch you.
Good on you. Charles Fay, Hidden History, Gold Central Victoria.